Imagine that I would stand up here and say church was good. Who could imagine that I would even be standing in a church? Hey, I mean, you take a look at my knuckles here. I used to have the word hate tattooed on my knuckles. There was a reason I had that word hate on my knuckles. It's because that's what I did. I was full of hate. Ask my mother as a witness. It would be nothing for me to punch somebody's lights out just for the heck of it. Just because, you know what? I hated myself and therefore I hated other people. Hey, listen, I'm not up here blowing smoke where it shouldn't be blown. I was that person. I was a hateful, hateful person walking on the streets of Buffalo, New York, or anywhere that I went. Doesn't matter. I wasn't afraid of anybody, any living soul. Guns, all that crap never scared me. And I was full of hate. I had it on my knuckles. Why? People just say, why do you have bad hate on your knuckles? So you know who did it and the reason why I did it. That was my whole reasoning for putting that on my knuckles. And here I am. I sit here today, 2 years ago saved, with love in my heart. Just the total opposite of what I used to have in my heart. That's something? That's something. I love you guys. I love all you guys in this room. I can say that with a true heart. I mean it. I mean, I was up there. I tapped Pastor on the legs. That's the way you think about the Montgomerys, Pastor. That's what I said. And I don't mean that because I don't mean it to anybody else. I'm just saying that's the love of God, man. I mean, God was in here. I mean, when Pastor was preaching, I understood what he was saying. Not because I was a lost person, because I was saved. I understood what happened. I understand that, you know. And that's what I'm getting on today. We're going to go to Psalm 103. It's a little surprise. I was going to tell my wife, because I told her, I said, when you get saved, there's some benefits. That's not a word I'm making up. You're going to see it's right here in your Bible in Psalm 103. Amen. And there's some benefits to getting saved. And I'll wait for everybody to get there. But I tell you, life is good for me. I like being here on Sundays and Wednesdays and any other time the door's open. I enjoy being here. This is my life. It's not hard for me to come here anymore. It's something God has changed in my heart. He's made in my family's life. And this is where we belong. This is comfortable to us. This is not a hard thing for us to come here. I come here in pain. I come here sick. I come here in every other condition that I can. Hurting, mad, angry. I mean, just absolutely, I'm here no matter what. Why? Because when I leave here, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm ready to just, you know, whatever the Lord puts in front of me. And right now it's Leviticus. The book of Leviticus is a very boring book, like Pastor says. But I tell you what, I've had some of the best 3 or 4 days in Leviticus. I've seen some things, man, just really changing my... you can really see a lot of why Jesus had to go through what he went through, why God did what he did. You can start seeing a lot of that stuff once you start learning that law. Once you start seeing that Levitical law, it opens your eyes to a whole different world. Anyway, Zane, thanks for that water, bro. It's good. I need it. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. That is me. That is me today in salvation. I thank God that He saved me. I thank God that He's given me a new life. I usually don't get on Facebook much. If I do, I'm usually telling people how much I love my wife or, you know, whatever. And you know, I just put a picture of my wife and kids under the other gas. Thank God for salvation. Thank God that He gave me a family. Do you realize that I destroyed other people's family, including I have other kids? And I had other girls and other wives. Do you believe I destroyed their life? Do you know that God did not have to give me a family?
Right.
Not only did God put me in give me a family with a wife and kids, He put me in charge of them. Spiritually, physically, mentally, God put me in charge of them. How is that? I mean, my mother was a witness to some of the things that I used to do to the ladies and the women in the past. How is that? And God will give me a beautiful wife with kids. I love my other children. I take care. You know, I do what I can for my other children. I do. I love my kids, but I can't turn back the clock and take care. It's just not going to happen. We have to move forward. Okay? I'm not going to live in my past. God took that from me. It hurts me when I think about what I've done. But God said, "All right, Dale, one more chance, buddy. You're going to get this right, or you're not going to get it right. You know what? We have a pretty good life, don't you think?" I don't have a house to go to. I said that to somebody the other day. I said, I'm not going to say the person's name. I said, me and Amy don't have a house. We have a home. Okay, that's a home. We have a home. I was just thinking about that this morning in Sunday school. My kids go in their own bedrooms in their own home where they're loved, warm, fed, and taken care of. Why? Because Daddy changed Daddy changed me from the wretched person that I was, or excuse me, God changed me from the wretched person that I was and changed me into a man of God that was supposed to be for my wife and my kids. That was supposed to take care of them. That was supposed to love them. That was supposed to be a spiritual leader in the house for them. Why? Why would he do that? Because he died on that cross for me. He died on that cross for every single person in this world. Point out, that's it. There's no, that's it. Listen, all you young kids, I don't know how many of you guys are saved, but I'm pretty sure most of you aren't saved. You know, Jesus Christ went on that cross for every one of you. You guys keep throwing it away, though. You keep walking away from it. I'm just telling you now, don't walk into the world, because the world will destroy you. It's dressed like a harlot, making you look good. Wanting you, like I told you guys this morning, make sure that it looks real good. That world looks real good. It's got your eyes blinded to it. It's got you already stepping your feet into it. I'm telling you now, walk away from it. You're looking at me and a bunch of other people that got saved out of it. Don't get into it. Not saying that God can't deliver you, but why go through it if you don't have to? Listen to the warnings, people. Listen to the warnings that the men of God get up here and speak to and what the Bible says. I mean, don't even get yourself involved in it. It's a life of absolute misery. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. All His benefits. There's benefits to salvation. There's been, you know, it's not, I mean, it's enough that, you know, He came down and died and shed His blood for us, but then He gives us benefits afterwards. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, I sleep good at night. Except for last night I was sick. But you know what God gave me? I don't live with my mom anymore. I love her. You know I love you. My mother was always a comfort to me as a child when I was sick. I have a wife that does that for me now. Amen. She rubbed my back and made sure I was okay when I was sick. Okay? God did not have to put that. He did not have to put anything into my life for that. But He did. She made sure I was okay. That's a benefit to me, guys. I could be sleeping in a house by myself with nothing. An alcoholic, drug addict. I mean, I could have been in prison for the rest of my life. My mother knows. She's come to see me how many times in jails and prisons and rehabs and mental hospitals. I don't just tell you that because I'm just making up a story. I tell you that because I lived it. I'm telling you what I lived. I have witnesses to that. God has just been merciful to me for two. You know what I told my Sunday school kids, guys? I said, I'm not ready to give up my life because I have an injured back and a hurt tooth and a broke neck. I'm not ready to stop living life. You know why? Because in the past 2 years, I just started living. I just got a life. Jesus saved me 2 years ago and I just started living a life. Why am I going to want to give that up? I don't want to give it up. Listen, I'm not some little crybaby whiner who's just going to give up everything because I have a little bit of pain in my body. I'm going to fight. You know what? I fought my whole life to do wrong. Now I'm going to fight to do good. Doesn't matter if I'm in a little bit of pain. Pain don't stop Dale Morey. Never has and it's never going to. God, if He wants to stop me, He can either put me in a wheelchair or put me in the grave. And that's about the only thing that's going to stop me. Why? I have a life now. I have a life full of love. I have a desire to work. I have a desire to be here. I love seeing you guys. I love coming on Sunday mornings. I love hanging out with the pastor, which we don't get to do very much. But I do. I enjoy all that stuff. That's my life. That's my new life. Could you imagine Dale Morey having a life? I would have never imagined. Would you, Ma? Would you ever imagine me standing up here, Ma? Would you ever imagine me believing in Jesus Christ? Not in a million years. Just wouldn't have happened. That's what Jesus does. I'm just telling you now. He gave me a new heart. That's a benefit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of His benefits. Number one. Who forgiveth all our iniquities. Iniquities, I just learned what iniquity was the other day. That's the lawlessness. Right, Pastor? Law. Do you know if He forgives our iniquities, He's forgiven our sins? Why? Because those iniquities, that lawlessness, makes you sin. You go out there and sin. You have no laws in your life. Therefore, you don't care what you go out there and do. Why would you care? Listen, I was lawless. I was full of iniquities. The police didn't matter to me. I said, well, I used to punch the police in the face. That kind of stuff didn't bother me. Cops and all that stuff. I was lawless. Lawless. So if I was lawless, what does that tell you? Does that, I would go out there and do anything. Nothing would stop me. I had a lawless heart. I was full of iniquities. Full of lawlessness. Full of it. God forgave that. There's laws in my heart now. There's laws in my life. I'm not saying I'm bound by laws. That's why I'm saying I don't know. But I have limits to what I will and will not do. I have laws for my own life. I have laws and rules for me and my family. Those are in our life now, yes or no? You have to have that stuff in your life. You start getting too far and wonder, how did I get here? That's why. You don't have enough laws. My kids, looking at them. Is there not rules and regulations in our home? Is there not things you are to... You know how I get my kids to know the rules? I make them memorize their own rules. Huh? Now you don't have an excuse to tell me why you went and did that. You know that's one of your rules. Do you guys not know your rules? You memorized them, didn't you? That's right. Don't give me no... You ain't got no excuse now. Huh? Just saying. I run my house a little different. People may not agree with me. That's fine with me. But you know what? My kids are going to grow up knowing some stuff. Why? Because I did. I did. I told some people this morning, I wish to God that I would have had the raisings you guys did. I wish that for my own mother. I'm not going to stand up here and get into what my mother went through, but let me tell you something. It was brutal. Brutal. And Ma, you did the best you could with what you knew how. And I love you for it. Just a couple years ago, I wouldn't have told her that. God gave me a new heart for that woman. I love her, man. I don't hold nothing against her. But nothing ever happened to her, I don't. I'm over that. God has forgiven me and has given me a love for you, Ma. I can't always say it with words, but I'll do anything for us. You know I will, Ma. That's one of the benefits of getting saved, man, getting a new heart. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? You know, there's diseases, AIDS, and all, but that's not the only thing it's talking about. Alcoholism, being a sexual pervert. These are all diseases people are into these days. Hating their parents. Being a criminal. Not taking care of your kids. America has become so diseased with drugs and alcohol and the beatings and the divorces. It's a disease. I mean, I was so full of that disease and God took that from me.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay? I still struggle. I still go through things. God picks me and gets rid of one thing and another one pops in that He wants me to get rid of. But you know what? I'm okay to fight that. Did you notice the word? When people get cancer, they don't just lay there and die. They fight it. Well, you know what I'm telling you? So when that disease comes into your life and God wants to get it out, fight it. Get it out of there. Don't just lay down and take it. The devil has done that to us long enough. Why do we want to lay down and just continue to do it? Society has done it long enough. Your own parents, your own siblings have done it to you long enough. Why sit there and take it anymore? You have a God who loves you, wants to do something in your life. He doesn't want you just to lay down and take it. I remember the words so clearly when a guy told me, if you say anything, I will kill your mother and your brother. Those are the words that I put up with for years. Years! You know what? That's a disease. That guy had a disease. Do you think that I would stand here and want to punch that guy's lights out and this and that? You're wrong. You'd be wrong. I tell my wife that all the time. I'd want to tell him, listen, I don't have anything against you, but I really just want to tell you about the man who changed my life. I tell my wife and I all the time, I'm not angry at him whatsoever. I don't hold that anger. I don't have that bitterness in me no more. It's gone. It's a miracle that that's gone out of my heart, because for many years that's what I lived on, was that bitterness and that hate and that anger towards people who did those things to me. I don't have that in me anymore. I'm sorry, people, but I don't walk around living like an angry, wild animal anymore. Because I just don't have that bitterness towards anybody. There's sometimes that people aggravate me. I'm a human being, I'm not a Superman. But you know what? I get over it like that. There ain't a person in this world that I'm not bragging on myself. I'm just telling you. There's not a person in the world that I would ever allow, my mother could vouch for this, to ever talk to me the way people do these days. You know who's giving me that grace? God has given me that grace. He's given me a new heart. I get run over and stabbed in the back more now than I ever have when I was out there living like a thug. But it does more for me and builds me up and teaches me than it will for me to turn around and punch somebody's face in. What's that going to do? Maybe this person was just trying me and just wanted to know, is Dale really real? That was a disease I had. I liked to fight. I really did. I'm not just saying, I like to fight. I like to just beat people up for the heck of it, for no reason. I mean, I would just do that. I'd be sitting on the porch, somebody'd walk by, I'd jump off them and just start pounding them out. That's just the type of person I was. Yes? Just the type of person I was. That was the disease I had. That's, you know what? America has that disease now. My brother just told me the other day that some guys were going around selling meat. They just robbed some old lady in Rochester. They have no, for the elderly people, they don't have, there's nothing that, you know, I never robbed the elderly person or I never robbed the house or anything that had a baby in. Those are the two things I never did. Now society, they don't care who or what it is. America has become a diseased place. And these young, listen, people, these guys' age are out there, listen, they're out there killing people and going to prison for the rest of their life, guys, your age.
Yeah.
Don't think it can't happen to you because you live in Black Creek.
Yeah.
Just saying. It could happen anywhere. These people are crazy. Who healeth all thy diseases. He doesn't just take them away, He heals them. God understands that we hurt ourselves. He understands that we get ourselves into things that are just so hurtful that it's just going to come down and take Him to heal Him. That we're not going to be able to do it ourselves. There's, you know, I was taking, when I first met Pastor, I was taking 19 pills a day for my mental state of mind. 19 pills a day. You know it took God to heal that? It didn't just go away. God had to really just heal it. He had to get in there and heal that. And do I struggle with depression still? Of course. But you know what? I know I'm not going to be there forever. I'm happier now with my depression than I was when I was happy when I was on all that medicine. And I know it may not make sense to a lot of people, but it's the truth. Because I have a hope.
That's right.
There's a hope. And I have it. It's my hope. It's mine. It's my family's. I carry it with me every day. It's a hope. There's a hope for my children. This world could go crazy and everything else, but my children have a hope. They have a choice. They go to secular school. And I don't ever say anything bad about homeschooling. You want to homeschool? That's fine with me. I don't have anything. I support whatever you want to do with your family. I do. Anybody that knows me knows. I don't ever bash that stuff. But here's what I do with my kids. And I just wanted to clear it up that I'm not bashing homeschoolers. Please don't ever take me for saying that. I send my kids to public school. Why? They have to learn the real world. They're going to live in that world. Okay? They're going to be able to see the real world and what their friends go through. And then they're going to be able to make the choice of what we go through. Do we want the Christian life? Or do we want that life? Because already at 6 and 9, they come home and tell me about what their friends are going through. And they always, you know, they end up telling us, Mommy and Daddy, our life is better.
Man.
That's what I want to teach my kids. And please, I'm not saying anything about homeschool. I would never do that to anybody. That's your family. I support you 100%. I'm just saying things just don't work very well. I'm an ex-convict with a humongous record. I can't, unless God opens the door for me to get a really excellent job, I could never take care of my family on my own. I can't just go out there and get any job, any Joe Schmo can. I can't do that with the record that I have. Okay, it just doesn't happen. I thank God for the door He's opened for me at McDonald's. I'm willing to work. God knows I'm willing to work, and I'm hoping He's going to reward me for one day where my wife won't have to go to work, and I can just do all that on my own. That's my hope. So don't think I'm just living my lifestyle because that's what I want. I'm living my lifestyle because right now that's what I'm limited to. Okay? So I do want to be home. I would love my wife to be home. She's the one who doesn't want to stay home. She likes to do a little work here and there. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying I have a work ethic now. I do. And if God ever opened a door for me to be able to support my family and my wife able to be home, better believe it. I would love it. I've never been a breadwinner. Ever. Ever. Ever in my entire life. I applied for Social Security disability just for temporary. I don't have enough work credits. I never worked, guys. I worked the streets. I worked illegal. I did illegal things. That's how I made my money. You don't pay taxes on illegal things. Yeah. I mean, if I did, I'd be retired right now and never have to worry about nothing. It was nothing. Actually, my mind was nothing for me to make a couple thousand a day if I wanted to. I could just do that kind of stuff. You don't pay taxes on that. You don't pay retirement and Social Security, you see? God healed that for me. Me and Amy go through hard, hard times financially. I still have criminal knowledge. Just because I'm 42 and got saved doesn't mean that all went away.
Doesn't mean you're going to use it, though.
There's the answer. That's right. There's been many times that I could go out there and turn to my criminal stuff and make money. Why don't I? Maybe I have a new heart, new mind, new way I think of things. I have a lot to lose.
Yeah.
I have a lot to lose.
Right.
For the first time in my whole life, I have a lot to lose, and I'm not willing to do that.
Man.
Plus, you know what? What's it going to do? I'd rather suffer, be broke, and go in a poor house. I mean, just absolutely have nothing, for to sleep in the back of a car and be together as a family than go out there and rob and lose everything. I mean, I would lose everything. Who knows how long I'd be in prison this time? Because the last time I stood in front of the judge in Buffalo, because I'm not just a felon here in New York, but I am also in Florida and Vermont and other places. When I stood there in front of the judge and said, no longer, because you're a tri-state felon, none of us are putting up with your crap anymore. No longer is it going to end with numbers, but it's going to end with letters. You know what he said to me? Judge McCarthy, my mother sat in the room when he did. He said, L-I-F-E will be on the end of your sentence. It's, you know what? I have L-I-F-E on the streets with Jesus Christ. I don't need to be in there and have life. I have life right here and I'm free. Free. That's a benefit. One of the benefits to being saved is not going back to prison. I mean, the Bible doesn't say that, but I'm just letting you know it's a benefit. Okay. Number four. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Even if you're not saved and you're sitting in this room, tell me God has not been saving you from destruction in your life.
Amen.
Tell me already He's not. Because before I got saved, God started taking me out from the destruction of my own life. He really just did. Did He not save our marriage before we got saved? Did He not get us into this church and get us reading the Bible? I mean, things really started changing before we got saved. He got us out of that destruction. He saved us. He redeemed us from that destruction. What a destructive life. But the youth today, and I'm not just talking about all the youth that's here. I'm talking about just the youth today, even the adults, just want to indulge in that destruction. Like, it's okay. It's alright. It's a good thing to do. We'll just go out there and live and do anything we want to. Who cares about the people that fill this auditorium that have destroyed their life? Why would they even want to pay attention to us? We're dorks. We don't know nothing. Could you imagine if we took everybody's life in this room and just said, listen, I want to tell you what I did in my life. Let me tell you what happened in my life living this way. Do you think they would listen to any of us for 1 second? I mean, my wife, she grew up in a pretty good home. Things, you know, went well. Totally different from me. I mean, totally the opposite from me. But she still had a destructive life. Pastor Shankles didn't get much. I mean, I don't think he got in any trouble whatsoever in his life. Do you know God showed him he's lost, a sinner, and dying, going to hell? He got saved from destruction. He was headed for destruction in that life. How's that? Huh? So you think that you come to church on Sundays and you might come to church on Wednesday that you're just okay? No. You're headed for destruction. You need Jesus Christ to save you out of that garbage. I don't care how bad or how good you've been. You need Jesus. Without Jesus Christ, it is impossible to get into heaven. It's impossible for anything that's really going to happen in your life, except for you're already condemned to hell. It's a sad thing to know that you read that in the Bible, just like the devil. He already knows where he's going. And when you're not saved, you already know where you're going, because the Bible tells you where you're going. And you're okay with that. That is, to me, that's insanity. It doesn't make sense to me why people are like, oh, I'm okay with that. Really? Really? Well, you know, I didn't get saved because hell didn't scare me. You know why I got saved? Because Jesus showed me what and who I really was. I mean, that scared me. Listen, I can tell you the day, not the date, that I just sat there and God said, He just brought something back to me just before I was saved. Brought something back to me and I saw. That's what I really am. What stopped me from doing that again? That scared me. I don't know about you guys, but that scared me. That scared me. I didn't want to be that. You know what? Jesus didn't want me to be that either. That's why He saved me from my own destruction. People, kids, listen, this world is the devil's. He owns it. He likes it. He wants to feed you everything you want to hear. He wants you to see whatever you want to see. But he wants to blind your eyes with the truth.
Right.
Just remember, he's going to blind your eyes. You know what? Most of you that are sitting right there and over there, your foot's already in that blindness. I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I'm saying it because I love you. Listen, I'm putting up a warning for you, man. I'm trying to be that horn that's yelling and telling you, listen, man, you need help. It's got to stop now. You're going to get too late. You're going to get too far. You can ask the older people in here that are even older than me. You're going to get so far, you're going to look back and go, how did I get here? How did I get here? Don't take it from anybody who might know something. And I don't know much of anything, except for I know this world destroyed me. It almost sent me to hell, guys. I've been stabbed. My mom saw me get stabbed. I mean, I've just had just pretty much about everything done to me that could be done. But the Lord saved me. The Lord saved me from going to hell. He had His hands on my life. He saved me from that destruction. I got beat up by 15 bikers. I was burned in the hospital. That's what she's talking about. My head was swollen. I couldn't even get a hoodie on my head. I had meat hanging out of my eyes and everything. It was pretty bad. I signed myself out of the hospital because I don't like hospitals, okay? Against the doctor's orders and everything else. A couple days later, Dale Greenwood was there, took care of me. A couple days later, I went back with a .22 pistol and I shot off that. It was a biker's. And I shot off their room. Now, if somebody would have been sitting in that room today, I'd be in prison for life. You see, God saved me from that destruction. Because if there was a biker sitting in that room, I would have shot him. I would have shot him dead in the blood. I mean, I would have shot him. There was no question about it. You guys want to jump me? Fine, let's do this. That was the kind of attitude I had. I had no fear of anything or anybody. I could have been in hell that day, guys. People are like, well, gosh, you went through a lot in life, man. Aren't you mad at God? No, thank God He saved me. Thank God that I went through the things I went through. That, you know why? That one day my eyes might be opened.
Oh, amen.
Because if I was raised like most people in this room were raised, my eyes wouldn't be open to nothing. I'd be sitting and burning in hell right now. If I was raised rich and always had money and, you know, a perfect life, I may be dead, lost, dying, and going to hell right now. But there's benefits to being saved. God wants to say, listen, He doesn't give the benefits just to me and Pastor Hank. He gives it to all you guys. I'm done.